We're going to cover in more detail in the future on like the things I've mentioned about the games, and Tony and Galen are teaching on Sunday night, Wednesday night, and he's going to have a booth at the Hallelujah Party to show some of these games. He's working today, so Tony's going to explain, but Greg and Linda are going to bring their game next. They got a, it's kind of like Monopoly. I just got the pictures back yesterday. We took pictures of the big Monopoly board game on the floor, but it's not Monopoly. It's Bible, and give you some ideas. These people just come up with God ideas that are real inexpensive. This one here's not inexpensive, but you'll be able to purchase this inexpensive game. I plan on getting one, but to give you an idea that God will just give you ideas, because sometimes you get frustrated when you go to the bookstore and the workshop, well, what can I do to help them learn? And you'll spend $40 on some game, you play it one time, that's about it, and it's just a waste. Well, the Holy Ghost is smarter than that. And a lot of times, again, some of these people just make these things to make money, and God's giving people like this some God ideas. So I'm going to let Tony come up. Now, we're not going to be able to play this game. Take too long, but I've asked you just to share how he came up with the idea and share basically what the games are and what they do. And if you don't catch all of it, you'll catch enough to know it works. And they came up with the idea, and the 2-year-old teachers already want Gavin to come down and watch some design some games for the 2-year-old class. So come on up, Tony. Give Tony a hand when she comes up here. And I just put it right there on your collar. Be fine. It'll be okay.
Okay. We teach the 5th and 6th grade boys, and one night we had a total disaster. And I wasn't in there. I'm on Sunday night nursery, so I only go in, I used to only get in every other Wednesday night. And the nights I wasn't in there, Galen would come home, and he would be so depressed. He says, I don't know what to do. And it's like when Joseph was talking about the 2-year-old class, he didn't want to go back in. Galen says, I'm not going back. He says, I can't handle that. I don't know what to do with them. And I think he just finally went into prayer and said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't want to go back. Do you want me to go back? Which obviously we made a year commitment, so we had to go back. And so what we ended up doing, which has helped us, was he made a deal with me that he would come in once a month in the nursery with me if I'd go in 3 nights on Wednesday with him. And so I'm going in, and that helps too, because I'm sitting in the back of the room and he's up there teaching, and they're always looking around trying to see where I'm at, because I sometimes go tap them on the shoulder if they're talking or something, which they like to do. And so God has just given him a lot of games. At first, you don't know if it's God. It's like, well, you don't want to say it's God if nobody likes the idea, you don't want to blame it on God. So this one has been one of the favorite games. This is called our warrior game. And what it is it's got, Galen drew these, and he's not the best artist, but he's pretty good. And I don't know how to do this. It's like a card game, and you just draw, and 10 people can play. And what happens is you have to build your soldier. And to start off, I should have had one ready, you need a prayer card to start. For some of you have come in and seen, you need this prayer card to start. And they're laying on the floor. If you ever go by a room, everybody's on the floor laying around. And sometimes they get so close to the circle they can't build their soul. So you lay this on the floor and you have your prayer card. Okay, and then as you draw, this is hard to play without a board. And as you play, you just draw. And this here we have the readiness. And you can't have two of those because then you're bow-legged or whatever. And it's the gospel of peace. And you just keep drawing. And you can just keep building. That's the word. And this is the breastplate of righteousness.
Get the idea.
Okay, and this is the belt of truth, and the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation. Now, you don't just go through and build your soldier and that's it. We had to throw some things in there. So we threw funny things, like with your prayer card, you might draw, he doesn't have his sword of faith or his word. He's just got a yo-yo in his hand. So you have to throw, if you have the word, you have to throw that back in. So you got half a soldier playing with a yo-yo because he doesn't have his word. Or he has, let me see here. Okay, I'll play this one out for later. Okay, and then the sins of the flesh enter in, and he maybe has pride come in. So then we take away your prayer card and throw it away. And so this is sitting on top, and you can't play now. You keep drawing, but you can't play. You can't build your soldier because you have envy or pride. I had envy laying down there. I had pride. Now I've got to come up with another prayer card. I can't start playing again. I can't start playing again until I come up with another prayer card. And the Lord bless me. Came up with a prayer card right away. So I get to throw pride back, and I can continue building my soldier. And the person that wins has the prayer card, has the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the gospel of peace and readiness, and the sword and the faith. And I'll show you a few comical ones. The kids love this because this is kind of a doctrinal thing, you never know, but we have the helmet of salvation. You can't lose your helmet of salvation. We didn't know how to do that because, some people believe you can lose it, some people say you can't. So we just put...
You don't lose your salvation.
You don't lose your salvation in this game. We have joking cards for all the other things, but you cannot lose your helmet of salvation. That remains under your prayer card. We have... on the bottom. Okay. We have Go Fight Win t-shirt instead of Breastplate of Righteousness. And we have laziness, boasting... Lies. Let's see. The kids love it. They'll play selfishness. Okay, and then you don't have your belt of truth on, you have your underwear on. They like that one. And then you don't have your armor, your complete armor, you got hairy legs because you don't have your gospel of peace and readiness in your underwear. We also have a t-shirt that says, Smile, God loves you. So you're still a Christian, you just don't have your armor on. We have someone with a suitcase. We have a tennis racket. We have a broom.
Every time you draw one of those, you got to get a prayer card to get back into the...
Now these, the joking ones, you just keep playing. If you have a prayer card, you just take the joking ones and replace them with the pieces you already have. So, if you have your whole armor except maybe your helmet of salvation or something and that's all you need... Well, you might draw these joking cards and have to throw back pieces of armor that you already had, so you got to maybe start all over. We've had times where one of our kids have had the whole joking soldier, and he's had to start all over and just, build his armor. But this is one of the kids' favorite games.
Now, can you see how that paints a picture in the mind? You just can't forget the whole deal.
And they learn that, you need to have your whole armor on when you're out there in the world and stuff. And that sin can enter in, and that you need to use a lot of prayer. And someone reminded me, I work at City of Faith, and one of the doctors, I was showing it to him, and he told me I need to put some kind of repentance card in there instead of prayer card. So I have to tell my husband that. This one is still in the making, but my husband's a woodworker, so he does all this. It's not done because he needs to put names here. He just went through the Bible and took out all the names. Most of them are well known. Some of them you've never heard of, or if you know your Bible, you've heard of them. And some of the fifth and sixth graders have never heard of them. And what he's going to do is, he's not totally done with this, but he just wanted me to show it, is these little cubes. And it's going to be kind of like roulette, okay? Meaning you're going to have so many markers, you're going to be able to place them on different names. And then he's going to read descriptions of these people, and you're going to have to call out whether your marker's on that name. If I have it on Paul and he calls out, something simple like, he fell off his horse when God's glory came down and hit him or something like that, then you might be on Paul, but if you don't know that, you're not going to win, okay? So, and then you'll have little markers, and this 9 will be the... But this is to teach them the different names and to be more aware of what these people have done and for God and stuff like that. Some people like it just because it looks nice. The board looks nice.
For the kids that don't know their Bible, but by being in a group that maybe one does, the peer pressures, often they don't feel so bad. They'll be learning as they go. They'll never forget that card again.
Yeah.
I'll fall off the heart, that's Paul, a horse, that's Paul. I'll not forget that guy again,
Yeah.
And the whole idea is to make them learn the word, and enjoy learning. So, another God idea.
Okay, we have one that's... Some of these things you never know because kids could go home, this one, and you just, it's like, no, you can't play that game. That's too close to poker or something like that. Has anybody ever played the game Pit, where you have to have four corns or something like that? Okay, this wasn't originally set out to be that way, but it's not completed, so that's the way we play it. Is this has got prophets, apostles, kings, and judges. And the way we play it now is each child, we shuffle them, each child gets four cards. And then we say, go. And you have to go around and get four prophets. You might have a prophet, two apostles, and a judge in your hands. And you have to go around, like, here's three prophets. And the kids have maybe never even heard these names before. But we go around, and then they have fun because they get to go, I need two apostles, I need two apostles, he's got two apostles. And they run around, and it gives them a chance to get out of their seat and run around and find them. And then the trick is when they get done, Galen has them, you know, the first kid, he kind of gets stuck because Galen takes the cards and says, okay, tell me who you had. And the first kid's going there, gosh, I don't know, I didn't look. I just, you know, had four prophets. And then the other kids are sitting there memorizing the names, you know, and they know that they had four prophets in their hand, and they've memorized those prophets' names so that they can say them when Galen takes the cards. So now, you know, they may not know nothing about the guy, but they know he's a prophet because they remember the game. Okay, and that's the way we do it. The apostles are kind of easy, we thought, but some of those kids don't even know who Judas is. I mean, we were, apostles, I think, was 2 weeks ago, and they don't, you know, they don't even know the apostles. And we thought, well, Judas is an easy one, you know. They didn't even know who Judas was. They thought he wrote the book of Jude or something. They didn't know. It was like, oh, boy. Okay, this one's, oops, I forgot he had this one. This one isn't completed either. All these are in the making. And Gail and I work so many hours that it's like, you know, if he would quit his job and do this if he could, but the Lord hasn't told him to do that yet. So this is going to be a puzzle, and he hasn't finished, and he's taken lacquer pens with gold and silver, and he's written scriptures all over the place, and then he's taken a scroll saw, and he's cutting it up in pieces. And we thought, well, we'll see how this goes, and we took it to class, half finished, put it out, and we had five kids around the desk that didn't say a word for about 15 minutes. Because they were busy putting that together. And at first they were trying to match the pieces. Well, Gail went up to him and said, well, read the scriptures and try and match, find the words that are supposed to go in there. And they did that, and they didn't talk for 15 minutes. They just sat there and tried to put that puzzle together. I mean, it's not even a game, it's just a puzzle, but they were totally awed by it, trying to get it done. This one is Gail's masterpiece. If you've ever played the game of Risk, it's very similar to the game of Risk. This is a Texas map, just because that's a map we had that we don't use, because we've never been to Texas before. So, and the thing is, if we were able to make them for somebody, we thought, well, what are we going to do for Mass? Well, we thought, what state do you want? And we'll make it with that state, because that's the only thing we can think to come up with. If you have a better idea, we'd like to hear it. But this is called Build My Church. And right out here is where you roll the dice, and the pieces are in here. And this is how you enter in and claim your territory, is through the arrows. I think there's only two arrows. Okay. Let me get all these pieces together. Okay. I'm trying to find the markers. Oh, okay. Here's the markers. Those are your markers that you have. And these are your dice. These are all, he's a woodworker, so he taught woodworking in a high school, so all this stuff is just different things he's learned through woodworking, and that's why they're kind of fancy and not just written on. But these are your dice, and you roll two dice. Everybody gets two dice, and you roll two dice, and those are your numbers. Your first number tells you how many moves you can make. Your second number tells you, oh my, I don't remember. Okay, you start up here, you first, and I think you go this way, okay? And this dice, and you have several dice. This has an L, all right? This has an L, so this is for, anybody see it? Yeah, let's see. See, I don't play this with them. Okay, this is icy, in Christ, okay? So if you land on in Christ, you roll this dice, it's got scripture on all sides. You roll the dice, the ultimate goal for this game was then to have these memorized on these dies, which, you know, physicist graders, they don't have them memorized. So what we do is we have them, like, they roll it and they get 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now even I'm not sure what that is. So they open up the Bible, they read it, they close it, and they tell us what that has to do about in Christ, what it has to do with being in Christ. And then What, and if they can answer that, then they get souls, and these are our souls. Now, they have to keep playing, and when they get seven souls, then they get an intercessor. Okay? And when they get an intercessor, then when they hit an arrow, they can move in and claim a territory. Now, one kid claimed this because he wanted to go surfing on his days off when he wasn't ministering, so he went there. Okay, and then you continue on, and then you continue on around the board, and as you gain more intercessors, then you can claim, okay, then I think if you get two intercessors, then you can go to a tent.
Evangelistic.
An evangelistic tent, that's right. Okay, and then... Is that what's in here? Okay, the sanatorium. What's first? The church. Okay, and then after you, I'm not sure the numbers. And then after you claim so many tents, then you get a church, and this is your church, and you get to set it on there. And after you get so many more souls, then you get the auditorium. And you know, I'm not even sure how it ends, if it even ends. You know, you just keep playing. And the kids like it. If they like Risk, they'll like this game.
Yeah, and the evangelistic class would love to play this over here.
Just send one to Larry Lee.
Whoever, we'll take orders. But, you know, we have a dice for the Word. We have a dice for in Christ. We have salvation scriptures. And when we come to the trivia questions are the easy ones. Right now, we haven't wrote our own yet, so we went to our Bible trivia game. And just for Sunday school, of course we won't sell them, but just for Sunday school, we've taken the trivia questions for children, and they get to answer those questions, which are easy. And I believe there's one on here. I think when they get to Build My Church, they have to, then Galen asked them a question from our Sunday school lesson that day, and they have to be able to answer that one to win a soul. I know what the other dice was for. One dice tells you how many you move, the other dice tells you how many souls you win, if you answer that question right. So you can win up to six souls in one question. Or you might win one soul in three moves. And that's that game. Yeah. But right now, you know, they don't know the word, so we just have them read the scripture, tell us what it has to do with salvation or whatever the dice was rolled for, and then they get to win their things. And the thing is, the kids are listening, because if they might get the very same marker and the very same roll the next time, and if they were listening, they might even be able to halfway quote the scripture for us, which, you know, and the thing is, it's helped us so much. We have one more game, and this one has been a blessing to the point that he's already gotten, by the end of October, he's supposed to have 20 sets of these to go with Jimmy Alexander, because Jimmy Alexander wants to take him on his next trip and set him on the table and sell him. Which has really put Galen busy, but this is scripture dominoes. And he's just taken the scriptures and divide them up, and the kids just have to, you know. And what we do is we hand out all the dominoes to all the kids. You know, they each get so many dominoes. And then we play as a class, and we lay it out on the floor, and then we find out who's got the other half. And they have to look at their thing and try and figure out what the rest of that scripture would say. And if they don't know, and if we get stuck and nobody knows, and, you know, if Galen's by himself and he can't go around, look at everybody's and make sure it's right, the scripture's right here. And he says, okay, everybody, look up in your Bible at this scripture. Okay, who's got it? Who's got the second half? And they come up and lay it up. And this is dominoes. And that's it.
You ever seen so many God ideas in one place?
No.